fan, I'm sure you're shocked by the outcome tonight.
What's the question?
Talk about the game. Obviously, you said before the game you expected to win. Did you expect to win this way?
I think the fact that they came out, Seth, with the energy that they came out, and when you're hitting shots and running your offense, it makes your defense much better. I thought they executed their offense where they got open looks and shots were falling. They didn't fall the other night. Certainly San Antonio's defense was pretty good against us, but watching the last two practices coming back from San Antonio and Corey and the coaches making the adjustments within the offense, I mean, it was a world of difference. And even on the defensive end, they've spent a lot of time on defense. But when you're hitting your shots, it makes your defense a lot easier. And when you're playing good defense, your opponents are missing shots. Will San Antonio miss those shots like they did tonight? I don't know.
They were shooting 47% at the half.
Yeah, so they did shoot the ball pretty good, but we were shooting so well.
Right.
And Diana hit how many threes? I should know that, shouldn't I?
Six? Four of seven.
Four of seven. But they were quite a few were in three, I think, were in succession. Two.
Seemed like it.
And sometimes when you hit those long shots, it seems like you're scoring a lot of points. But, you know, rebounding-wise, I thought, even though Tan got in foul trouble, just her presence out there and her ability to block shots and her length makes a difference. And Cappy was hitting shots early, too, and I think that was big. She got into the lane, and I'm surprised we didn't shoot as many free throws.
Yeah, that was a big discrepancy.
I thought we got fouled pretty good, and we didn't get to the line. But, you know, we just kept pouring it on. And I think that that's the attitude that they've got to have. I mean, you can't let up on San Antonio. They made a little bit of a run in the third quarter. They stayed with us. So we couldn't break away. I mean, you know, I think it's a team that really is capable of scoring 120 points. But whether they're capable of sustaining that push, you know, we haven't seen it yet.
So you can't expect, anyway, you can't game plan to come in and shoot 70% in the first half again. It just doesn't happen every night. So knowing that San Antonio is going to come back, you know, with a greater or a sense of urgency, you know, what do you do? How do you match that?
Well, certainly, it's a matter of being aggressive and, I think, attacking. But in saying that, it's about execution. If we execute our offense, we're going to get easy looks. I thought we were much better on the boards. We out-rebounded them, but we were at the offensive boards, too. Certainly, our bench is a huge difference, and our bench just brings great energy with Penny, Duana, and even Keisha, I thought, was excellent tonight, pushing the tempo, continuing the tempo. But, you know, we didn't make a lot of mistakes. The turnovers we had, 14 turnovers, it's more than we had on, you know, the other night, but I think the turnovers weren't turnovers either that were critical in a game that was close per se and gave San Antonio the opportunity to score as much. San Antonio couldn't get on track with their defense because we were scoring.
Nicole, who you obviously traded for.
Oh, I forgot Nicole.
She was 4-for-4. I was really impressed with her passing tonight. I don't think I've seen her move the ball that way, especially on the interior. She really, is that something you knew about her game? Is that developed?
Saw her play at Kansas State, and she's the all-time leading scorer at Kansas State, both men and women. But in saying that, obviously she shot the ball an awful lot in Minnesota. We saw her play, and even when Paul Westhead was here, liked her game and her ability to run the floor. And at her size, really felt that, you know, she'd fit into this lineup. You know, 5 years in Minnesota, never missed a game, was never hurt. Here, she's missed 13 games, started out, missed the first six games in all preseason, and then she had the thumb surgery. And her timing is still, she's still trying to get in shape, trying to get the timing down. The more minutes she gets, the more confidence she has. And she knows that she's got a rebound for us. And is she going to score 15 to 20 points? Maybe a night that she's capable of doing that. Her teammates are looking for her, and it's such a fun team that it's so unselfish that if she's getting double and triple teamed, she is very aware of how to pass out of that. So, I mean, that's a big plus to have a big player that can pass like that and look for her teammates.
So one last question. I was watching LA-Seattle. It's a great game. The more I watch LA, the more it seems to me that one of the things they don't do well is move the ball. A lot of great individual players. And yet, when you look at your team, it's a real plus.
We're pretty unselfish, leading the league in assists, and I think that was two things I kind of look at on our team is turnovers and assists. Certainly, you know, depending on how we shoot the ball and threes and how we get to the free throw line. Rebound, in a lot of games we're going to get out-rebounded, but for me it's assists and turnovers that really kind of tell the story of our team. And when we're not sharing the basketball, I mean, Cappy's, what, fourth? And she didn't have an assist tonight, which is quite unusual. But, you know, we've got three players that, between the three of them, we're averaging 15 assists. That's pretty big numbers. And when you can score off a pass rather than creating your own shot, I think you're going to win more games because you're an unselfish team. You know, with LA, I think Lisa Leslie is one of the best passing centers there is. I mean, she gets tripled and four players on her, and she's an incredible passer. But, you know, I do think that we're a pretty good unselfish team.
All right, thanks.
Okay.